Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. Man, I couldn't get those Kleenex to come out of the box so I could dry my fingers so I didn't electrocute myself over here. I don't know. All right, we're good to go. Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for being here, man. I'm excited about today's program. I got to tell you, I know you hear that every day, right? But I really am, because my booker gets me these incredible guests and incredible topics. That's why I'm excited. So Scott Shepherd is going to be with us, National Center for Public Policy. They filed a lawsuit against the SEC. And we'll tell you why they did it, because the SEC wants to, they're creating racist policies. And we're going to talk about that right at the beginning of our show with my first guest. But SEC, we'll talk about that, that's going on. Also, as a part of that conversation that we're going to have, there's a second topic, and I know it's very important. And let me see here if I can. Ah, yeah, there we go. Okay, and then we're also going to talk about Pfizer and their den of discrimination having to do with the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. So we'll have Scott coming in on the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Jim Simpson is with us. He's written a great new book. Who is Karl Marx? Who is this guy? And what do you need to know about him? Because, man, it seems like our younger generation is out. They've kind of lost their way. But, of course, that has to do with the education system. Jim's going to expose Karl Marx. Matt Long asks the question, what are we doing? When are we going to get engaged in this? When is enough going to be enough that we're going to do something about it? Well, my next guest said enough is enough. Enough is enough. And he worked for Hasbro. He went to James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. We sure appreciate the things that James is doing to uncover what these corporations, all of the lying that is going on. And my next guest, David Johnson, stepped forward, put his career on the line, and said, enough is enough. David, thank you, and welcome to Chosen Generation Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin. How long have you been, or were you at Hasbro? And, you know, what was the progression that you saw, or at what point did you say, okay, wait a minute, this is not good?
Unfortunately, I wasn't at Hasbro very long. I worked there for a couple of months, and that's when I was pulled into that meeting where they were trying to get the the engineers, which I was one of, and a few other groups in marketing and product design to push CRT, critical race theory, into, they wanted us to push that onto children through the design and the marketing. And I've known what critical race theory is for years. I've always just kind of opposed it because I don't think it doesn't fit with the values that I grew up with and the values that I hold now. And to be expected to push that at my place of work onto children was a line that I could not cross.
You know, there are people who say there's no indoctrination. Come on, you guys. There's no indoctrination. Nobody is trying to indoctrinate. This is a conspiracy theory. What do you say to them, David?
To those people, I would just like to ask, why are so many companies, because Hasbro isn't the only one, why are so many institutions pushing the same ideology onto children and onto young adults, trying to convince them of the same radical ideology? Because it's in Hasbro, you see it in children's media, you see it in our institutions like college. To say that it's just a conspiracy theory is just to be willfully ignorant of the reality that's around you.
What is it about CRT? You said you've been aware of it for quite some time, and your upbringing taught you that what was being taught in CRT, or what is being taught in CRT, is not an accurate portrayal. Talk to me about that. Talk to me about what you witnessed as a young man, what you would, and I know my radio audience can't see this, but David is a Black American. So he's not, you know, so many times there's a lot of white guys sitting around talking about CRT. I mean, that's a fact that is. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not, my friend Aubrey Shines, Bishop Aubrey Shines, has told me, Pastor, I don't care that you're white. You need to speak about this. You need to tell the truth. But you come from a place that others would say, oh, well, wait a minute. No, this is the experience of every Black American, and CRT is the truth. Talk to me about your experience, and talk to me about what it is in CRT that you look at and have an issue with.
Sure. So when I was growing up, I grew up in a very, I would say, a standard Christian household. Grew up with the values that all men are created equal, which is one of our, it's one of the American like philosophies. All men are created equal, therefore there should not be any situation where discrimination is acceptable. And that was one of the ethos that got us through the civil rights era. That was what they were building all of that movement on. And to the critical race theory, it treats individuals of different races as just a group. And it kind of, how do I put this? It teaches that people who are all of one group identity were going to have the same lived experience as anyone else in that group identity. So they would say that all Black people, all minorities are oppressed, or all white people are not oppressed because they've never experienced racism. And when I was growing up, just judging all people like that used to just be called racism. But they've kind of redefined that term so people can't use that to criticize them, and they'll say, no, we're the anti-racist. We're not like that. But in reality, critical race theory just teaches people to discriminate against other people, and it teaches them to judge others based on their race or based on their sex. And that's something that I have always opposed wholeheartedly.
When you say that an American value is all men are created equal, and you grew up in a typical Christian home, I know that a lot of times there is some color division, Black, white, red, brown on Sundays. They talked about, people have said, you know, in history that, you know, Sunday morning is some of the most divisive time or what have you. But the church that you went to growing up in a Christian home, were there a mixture of people in that church? Was it an all Black church? Talk to me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. So the church I went to was primarily black. I think that's just because of the area that it was in. It was in downtown Rochester, but it wasn't exclusively black. Like, people of all races and backgrounds came through my church all the time. And they'd come for service. They would come to help out in the soup kitchen or to help out with the clothing drives. So it was you'd get a wide mix of people, and no one cared what race you were. No one cared if you were a man or woman or whatever. They would just care that you were there for service, or even if you weren't religious, they would just care that you came to help out, because that's all it was about at the end of the day, just people trying to improve each other's lives and just spread more positivity into the world.
Now, you mentioned, you know, growing up in a particular neighborhood and in a particular environment. When you started going to school, where'd you end up going to school at, if you don't mind my asking?
My entire schooling was in upstate New York, K through 12, and then I also went to college at Rochester Institute of Technology.
Okay.
So all of that is in upstate New York area.
Okay, and then when you did you work your way through college, or did you, or were you able to just focus on your studies, or how did that go?
I worked all through college. I've just kind of been that person that ever since I've been able to work, I just felt that I should be working in order to kind of earn my own, which is actually another thing that makes me not agree with critical race theory, because it tells that people should not get what they earn. People should be given a certain allotment based on their identity group. But no, I've always been a staunch believer in hard work and earning what you get.
So did you ever have a boss that was that wasn't black?
Oh, many.
Really? How's that possible? Yeah. I mean, we live in America. It's a systemically racist place. I'm confused. How did you manage to get hired by a white guy?
Yeah, if you believe the critical race theorist, then it would seem impossible for me to even be hired by a white guy, or for me to even go to a school that was mixed or integrated. But their entire worldview is just based on. It's based on segregation. They believe that white people should be either just helping minority groups or just be keeping to themselves. And then the minority groups should expect help from white people, but also not interact with them and not integrate with them. That's a big tenet of critical race theory, is they're against integration. They oppose the goals that Dr. Martin Luther King held.
So according to their concepts, then you probably never got promoted or never got any raises or any of those kinds of things, right?
That would be consistent with their ideology, or that I was only given them because of my race. And I would say to both of those things that they're incredibly insulting. I believe anyone can achieve based on their own merit, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Now, there's one other thing, of course, that they say that's kind of not possible, and that has to do with identification. You don't have an ID like a driver's license or anything like that, right?
You would think not, but actually, I've had an ID since I was 6, and it was very easy for me to get. I know that
Wait a minute. You got an identification at 6 years of age. You were able to have an ID at 6. Wow.
I knew where the DMV was, and I could get there. It's very interesting. So, I have heard quite often that it's hard for minorities to get ID, particularly to vote.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I assume, David, that you have participated in the American process of an election.
I have. I have voted twice now, in 2016 and 2020.
And nobody blocked your path or anything along that line, huh?
I have never experienced any kind of discrimination when I've gone voting. In fact, most of the it's very strange. Because often you'll hear from the people who support critical race theory that they're not the racist types, but to just go assuming that minorities can't get their IDs is just one of the most actually racist ideas I've heard espoused in a long time.
All right. Hold on, David. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back, folks. Thank you, David, for playing along as we've discussed these things. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio and David Johnson right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is David Johnson. David is the Hasbro whistleblower that James O'Keefe interviewed. He went to James. He shared what he was watching take place, the push at Hasbro to push CRT and to make our kids hate one another. David, there are parents that are trying to push back against this at school boards all across the country, protests that are being held. I was at an event actually in Virginia held there by Jonathan Emord talking about this whole CRT issue. We had members of Loudoun County who have been under huge assault in national news. A matter of fact, a father there whose daughter was raped in the bathroom there by a boy that showed up in a dress and decided to go into that bathroom and lo and behold had assaulted others as well. Wasn't his first rodeo. And he's considered a domestic terrorist, as are parents that speak out against CRT. Your message to those parents, David?
My message to those parents is you have to be vigilant of what your children are being exposed to. Because I worked at Hasbro and they wanted to covertly push that through toys and marketing. But Hasbro isn't the only place where that's coming from. It's coming from media. You see it in, you can see it in places like Nickelodeon or YouTube. A lot of popular kids channels will try to push this through to children because they don't know any better and they don't know what to watch out for. So parents, absolutely pay attention to what media your child is consuming. And to those,
go ahead. You make your next statement and then I had a follow-up question for you.
Yeah, and the parents who are protesting at the school board meetings, absolutely keep doing that. The only way that we're going to have a counterforce to critical race theory and the indoctrination of children is people have to speak up. They have to make their voices heard.
What's their goal, in your estimation, by continuing to push these kinds of hate-filled concepts into the minds of our children?
I think the ultimate goal is to create a generation of children that believe discrimination based on identity is a good thing. And if they are able to convince the next generation of that, then it will fundamentally undo all of the progress of the civil rights era. And it will kind of undermine just the ethos of America that all men are created equal. Therefore, we should not discriminate. Because they're going to use subversion to kind of erase that. It's going to erase the argument against discrimination because they're going to teach children that it's a fundamental good.
Well, it's kind of like the issue with abortion. I was watching something last night where someone was saying, you know, asking these people who are for killing babies. Well, what if it was determined that it's a baby? What if science and medical, to your level of acceptance, proved that this was a baby? Would that change anything? Nope. Still kill it, end it, get rid of it. You know, it's a woman's right to choose. Talk to me about the issue of the hate. And we were talking in the green room there in the in-between about chaos and them creating chaos, and you made a statement about ashes. Would you make that statement as we close our time together today?
Sure. So one of the kind of mantras, I guess you could say, of the movements that are pushing critical race theory is that from the ashes of the old they will rebuild the new. And I believe that critical race theory is a destabilizing force. It wants to kind of disrupt the order of countries in order to kind of build a Marxist, not utopia, but kind of they're going for a utopian vision where all people have equal outcome, and it's not going to work.
Their idea of that, and we'll get into Karl Marx at the top of the next hour. Thank you, David, for being with us. David Johnson, the Hasbro whistleblower.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.